Hey, how's everyone doing? I know you guys are probably wondering, where have I been? I took a really nice long break, and I am excited to be back. And yeah, we're just gonna get right into it. So we're in 2020 now. Happy 2020 to everyone. We are in March now. Spring is just around the corner. Like literally in, 2 weeks? So I'm super excited about that. But yeah, a lot has happened. Between January to February, I took basically a social media break, and it was nice. And now I'm back on social media, and I feel like I feel like I'm addicted to it again. It's really hard. I don't know, me being a Gemini, it's just, I like all kinds of just shit happening and just like looking at stuff. I could go into like a dark hole, you know what I mean? But yeah, so I'm still in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn. That's where I am. I took a break off of social media. I am currently, really dating, I guess you can say. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, so it's a lot that's been happening. Let me see. I still babysit, you know, And I'm currently in the process of getting a new agent. So I have an agent already. But I want an extra one. I want another one for theatrical and more like print stuff. So the stuff that I can't do myself, like the bigger roles, you know, and I know that I am ready for those roles, for those auditions. So it's been a minute since I've had an audition like that. So I had a meeting early this year with the manager, and I was kind of like, afterwards I was kind of confused, as in like, where do we leave off? Maybe I should email him and be like, hey, should I check up or something? But yeah, so that's what I've been doing, as in like sending emails out for new agents. And now I'm going to be in a process of management, because I really need a manager and to really like have me focus and be in the right lane, because I don't know, like I've had this feeling. I've had that a couple of times. You know, I'm kind of like in like a weird type of energy space. And I know people like to say Mercury retrograde, you know. Maybe that's what's happening. But I just feel like I just want something to hit, you know, like in my career. And I've been doing like, you know, I'm cast in like a Tabor read and then another Tabor read / shooting, and they're both really like really great projects, but I want my other projects to be bigger. Like I really want bigger stuff, and I can get that. And it's been a minute since I booked a commercial, and so that's kind of getting to me. And I have been, honestly, you guys, I know I have been having moments of just like disliking my city, my original city, my hometown, LA. But I do have moments of missing it. I always think like, if I stayed, would I be further along in my acting career, you know? Because New York is I've only been here for about a year and a half. And I know some people told me like, don't be so hard on yourself and whatever. But it's been kind of rough. You know, and New York will get to you. And I just have to make sure that I am constantly keep on doing the work and I'm constantly on it, like with my career, because I am my own, it is my business, you know? So I have to make sure that I'm good, that I'm doing everything that I need to do, updating my resume, and I do become distracted easily. And then I have a thing about self-sabotaging myself, so that's been happening. But I have been consistent with the gym, you know. Oh, and I gotta tell you guys about my trip I took. I took about a week trip overseas. I was in Barcelona and Portugal, Lisbon, Portugal. So that was nice. That was really great. So I'll talk about that more, maybe in another episode, but later, or maybe later on in this episode. But yeah, that was a really great trip I had. I'll talk to you guys about that later. But yeah, so that happened. It was just a lot of stuff happened in 2020 for me. I've just been in this really interesting headspace. I don't know, just really, maybe I just need to take like a bus trip or something and just be with myself. I don't know, not be with technology. I've been feeling kind of blah, honestly. And of course I have my moments of being happy and enjoying life and stuff, but it's just, I honestly just need to, I think I will feel great, which is not good to say, is I think I would feel great if I'm like booking, you know what I mean, constantly like booking, like I go out on these auditions and stuff, and like January was really great with auditions and I thought I did an amazing job, but I didn't get any email back or anything like that. So it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, it's interesting with this career. You do a great job, it's like you get ghosted. It's like, damn, can you even tell me at least why? But sometimes they don't tell you, and that's totally fine. I'm so used to, you know, hearing no's or not even getting an email back or a call back or anything like that. But at a certain point, it does affect you, like, you know what I mean, you're not still all the time, you're like, you're a human being, and just like, damn, you gotta move on to the next one, what's next, and I really want to, like, I'm looking forward to the next level and next steps in the rest of the year in my career, and like, I really want to, like, book big stuff and book, you know, commercials as a principal. Like, that's what I'm on right now. Like, I really want to be signed with the agent. It's really hard to get an agent out here and manager. I probably haven't put in that much energy into it, because sometimes I'll just take a break and be just like, you know, I just feel like I'm overwhelmed right now. I don't want to do any, like, submissions, don't want to look at any breakdowns, you know. I just want to, like, be lazy and just be with myself. You know what I mean? So I don't know, I just have those moments, and it's totally fine to have those moments, but it's just like, I'm just frustrated. I just want shit to, like, just work. I just want things to work, you know. But yeah, it's just like, it's a lot of stuff, you guys. Anywho, so I was thinking about doing my my usual. Should I go into the fact of the day? Because I have so much fun reading these facts, and I hope you guys, you know, enjoy it. Okay. Wow. Okay, here we go. In 1998, more fast food employees were murdered on a job than police officers. Jesus. Okay, here we go. Here's another one, you guys. Someone in 2010 bought two pieces with 10,000 bitcoins, which 7 years later would be worth 20 million. Godlyish. Goodness gracious. I wonder, are you guys into bitcoins and stuff? Like, I've heard about it, like, here and there. I don't know if it's, is it the new age of cash now? I feel like it's not as popular anymore. Like, it used to be like really popular in like 2018, 2019, and now kind of, you know, dimmed down and stuff. So but yeah, let's take a break. Okay, we're back. I'm ready. We're back. Like, you're back. Hey. Okay. I enjoy being corny sometimes. You know? It's fun. Okay. All right, we're back. So, 2020 is here. We are currently in a third month of it. You know, early March. February, let's talk about February for a minute, okay? Because wow, that was intense, wasn't it? February was so intense. It was literally like a death month. Like, people were dying left and right. It was freaking crazy. Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and those other, I think it was 7 people total on the helicopter, or 9, and the other people that were on a helicopter, I don't know their names, but Jesus Christ, like, that was just intense. It was crazy. And then a couple of, like, black actresses died. I think it was 3. And then a very famous, I think, model, and she was like a chef, died. It was just like a lot of people dying. It was just really crazy. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, can we start February over again? It was just a very emotional month. It was. I think it was just emotional for a lot of us. A lot of us people just dealing with a very tragic, you know, death. It was just really intense. Really, really intense. It was just a lot. It's a lot happening. Rest in peace to all those people who passed away. Oh my gosh. But yeah, February happened, and what was I gonna say? I have been dating now, so that's been going. It's been going, you guys. It's been going. I have been single for almost 2 years, and yeah. So usually, when you're single, well, I mean, for me, being single for almost 2 years, you know, you're just doing stuff for you and going to places for you, and you're just doing stuff for you. So now I am in this kind of like energy or just bubble of just like thinking, I have to think about others before I do it, you know what I mean? And not like because it's like, oh, they're my girlfriend or whatever like that, but no, it's just I can't be selfish, I guess. I mean, I can be selfish with myself, with how I love myself is how people are going to love me. So yeah, that part. Boom. But yeah, it's been amazing. It had its up and downs, but it has been consistent. And it's been a very long time since I have been consistent with dating. So it's been cool. This don't want to say too much because I really enjoy my my private life, you guys. I do, especially with dating and significant other, you know what I mean? So it's nowhere near a significant other. We're just vibing, we're just dating, we're just enjoying each other, and we're having a good time. And yeah, it's a good time. That's all you guys need to know. Okay. Just saying. Okay, I don't know if you guys saw the Candyman trailer. Have you guys seen that? I wonder. I'm pretty sure you guys have. A lot of people probably have. It's has over like 9 million views on YouTube. So, it is phenomenal. It's amazing. Now, I don't know the history at all with Candyman. I was listening to the Reed podcast, and they're talking about how it's like a guy who slept with, I don't know, a slave master's like wife or something like that. I don't know the full history of it, but I'm gonna research about it and read up on it. Not at night though. Maybe during the day, like another day, because I get scared easily and I don't like reading scary stuff at nighttime. You know? So yeah. But anywho, I watched the trailer and it's amazing. It's phenomenal. I don't remember seeing the film all the way through when I was younger, probably because one, I was scared. Yeah. So I might watch the original one through, you know, sometime soon. I'm not in a rush because I get scared easily. So, and it's going to be in the daytime. Like, I'm not about to watch that shit at nighttime. There's no way at all. Unless I am. If I am, I'm watching it with someone. Like, there's no way I'm watching this shit by myself. Hell no. Heck no. But yeah, the trailer looks amazing. It has all the perks and everything. And Jordan Peele is the producer, and Nia DaCosta is the director. Beautiful black woman directing scary movie. A legendary movie. So yeah, it's has amazing people in it. So I would love to. That's the thing with me. I enjoy being in scary movies, as in like acting, but. So watching them, I get scared. So I did like two scary films. They're both short, and one of them was in like this Brooklyn Horror Fest festival, I think it's called Brooklyn Horror Fest Film Festival, something like that. And we're kind of like in the program where it's like multiple shorts, and I couldn't, after my film was done, I had to leave because I couldn't stay for the rest of the other films. I get scared. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to Target. So I was just scared. But yeah, so that trailer was amazing. Oh, also I saw the photograph. That film was really cute. It was a beautiful film. I love the cinematography and the colors and the lighting. And stuff. It was cute. It's like a cute film, you know? It's cute. So I'm trying to think what we're gonna do at the end if I should switch it up. I know I want to start having guests on my podcast, but I don't know. We will see in the future, you guys. We will see in the future. I had a lot of stuff. Well, hopefully, if I'm consistent, because I have been on my. I'm taking a break for 3 months. but I came back on the third one, so, I'm back, yay, okay, so I have this thing where, usually there's like, so, let me start over, there's so much new stuff out now to watch. It's like, it's overwhelming. So instead of me watching something new, I'll just go to like my Family Guy or my Office. The Office, boom, I'll watch that because it's just like something I know, something I just have in the background where I clean up, doing stuff, and it's super funny, and it's all like it's never old for me. And it's always like funny. I'm always laughing. But anywho, I decided to take the leap and watch something new. Ooh. So I decided to, Netflix has this thing now where they have the top 10 in the US, like the shows or the films that's top, what everyone is watching. It's like the top 10, you know, rated. And I think what was like number 5 or number 1 was this documentary series. And it's called The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez. And I was like, wait, because I thought it was the same documentary dealing with the football player who killed himself in prison, I think, because supposedly he like shot one of his friends or something like that. I thought it was that. I was like, why do they keep advertising this documentary? Like, I don't feel like watching that right now. This was totally different. And then I saw the trailer for it, and this documentary is about the 8-year-old boy who was tortured and murdered by his mom and his mom's boyfriend. And it's insane. This happened in LA 2013, so not too long ago. It's wild. And in watching this, I got upset. Like, it's a triggering documentary. It's intense. I don't watch a lot of documentaries because I know that I will get upset and I will get like probably fully invested and start researching and just be upset for the whole day. And like, I can't go outside after I watch this documentary because I'm upset. And you know, but yeah, this documentary, so far I'm on episode 2, towards the end of episode 2, so I'm about to go into episode 3, and I viewed it last night, and I know I watched it at nighttime. Whoa. But yeah, I was on episode 2, and I'm already kind of like, you know, my blood is boiling, so I was super upset. And it's definitely a tearjerker documentary, and they show the images of this boy, like the bruises, the scars, just how, like, it's crazy. And this little boy was 8 years old. My goodness, like, how sick do you have to be? Like, you know, it's wild. But I'm on episode 2. And I highly advise, if you can, you know, stomach a documentary. And this documentary is about the little boy and how the system failed him, how his mother is just like a piece of crap, his mom, boyfriend is just a piece of, like, just a piece of shit. Like, how dare you do that? You know, just like, what the like, they were just torturing this little boy. Like, it's just so many people failed him. Like, LA Sheriff, and I don't know if the teacher, if she did the best that she could, but just like him showing up to school like with scars on his head and just injuries, and just, it just looked like the boy was just having issues at home. It's like, how do you let him go home like that, you know? But yeah, so far I'm on episode 2, and I'll give you guys updates after I finish it. I think it's gonna take me a lot of time to finish it, because I don't really want to fully binge this, because it's a lot to take in, you know. And me working with kids, it's just like, it's gonna part, you know, it's an emotional thing. But yeah, I'm emotional, you guys, you know, I have feelings, but just kidding. But yeah, so I'm gonna take my time with this documentary. This poor baby Gabriel Fernandez, rest in peace to him, and he was 8 years old. My gosh. But yeah, we're gonna try to switch lanes, you know, and we're gonna go with let's see if I can find a corny joke somewhere. I always wonder, like, if this happens to you guys, like, you're just walking, like, I'm at the subway, or Square walking, and it's people like, oh, hey. I'm just like, no, please stop. Please. But yeah, I think, like, those people are kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of annoying to me. I don't know why. Like, they ever get stopped by those people like, hey, you need, what cell phone provider are you with? And they always like super duper fucking nice, super duper corny, like, hey, beautiful, there it is right there, there's the sunshine. I'm just like, oh my gosh, please stop. You know, and I see like ASPCA a lot, like those people. And I think those people are just like looking for donations for the shelter, for sheltered animals and stuff, which is great. And I'm just trying to look up if it's like, I don't know, like I don't want to be sent with like scam emails and stuff. Like, and I support like those type of shelters and stuff like that, and those type of organizations. It's just, it's kind of like, it's just so many of them, so many of those people. And I know those people are just like, man, we're just trying to, you know, get some money to like put some food on our table and put a roof over our head, which I get it, but it's just a lot, man. It is a lot. It's frustrating. It is frustrating. All right, so here's a corny joke of the day. Here we go. All right, a ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. Get it? I think I said that one before. So many jokes. Let me see if I can find a new one. Dang, my phone is so bright. I know I told you guys that I have an iPhone. I don't know if I mentioned it. I have an iPhone. I switched to Verizon. Is it the best thing? No. Verizon service is kind of wonky. Like, for real, for real. It's like really whack. I'm just like, I'm not a fan of Verizon, honestly. Okay. I'm trying to find another one that's good. Okay. Here we go. What did the policeman say to his belly button? You're under a vest. It's funny because it's like, you're under a vest. Okay, here's another one. Why do people say break a leg when you go on stage? Because every play has a cast. But all right, that's enough of that. Enough of that. I know you guys are like, all right, we're done. Okay, you guys, it is coming up on the end of the episode, and yeah, I'm going to do my best with being consistent with this podcast. Every week, that is the goal, you know, every week, and then I have to figure out which day is going to be coming out, but yeah, every week, that's the goal, and yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend, happy 2020, you guys, stay blessed, and I'll see you guys soon.